we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm CJ, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea,
the podcast where we talk about anything and everything but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea.
Oh my god, you have energy today.
I don't know why.
That's amazing.
Excellent ear.
That's a good one. Yeah. Nodes of apples and chocolate and...
You're going to be able to do this for crab real.
Crab apple. I am, when I'm a small...
And you're going to be that bitch. You're going to be like, all right, let me see it. You're going to swirl around, you're going to smell it.
2018. January. California.
California reds are my favorite.
Actually, mine too.
Really? Mm-hmm. And everyone is always like, I just love Spanish red.
I actually don't love Spanish red.
I don't love Spanish wine.
No. And I drank it, obviously, when we were in España.
Yeah.
And I liked it, but, like, also, like, that was the only option.
Yeah, that was the only option. I just remember, I was like, oh, this is good. But then I remember that night that we went to that, like, local wine store, and mm-hmm. we bought wine, and, like, you talked to the woman and, like, did all this stuff, and it looked like it was going to be really good. And then I tasted it, and I was like, I don't like it.
Yeah, like, it was, like, a little bit, like, well, because they also don't, like, they don't do the same thing that we do where it's like Cab Sav, like stuff like that. Like, it's pretty much Rioja all the time. It's just like different kinds of Rioja. And
what is Rioja?
That's like red.
Oh, fuck. I don't know anything.
That's like what a red wine is. Because like Blanco is white. So like even when I get like Spanish wines like here, because Matt actually really likes Spanish wines and I'm like fine with them. And like, I like South American wines actually a lot.
I don't know if I've ever had.
You probably have, but just like didn't know. But yeah. They're really good. And then I really like California.
Really like California, and I like New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Zealand
is good. We sound like such little pretentious dildos. But
wait, speaking of New Zealand, Lorde released a song. Have you listened to it?
Of course I haven't.
Yeah. Well, right. But you like Lorde.
I don't know if I've ever listened to... I don't even know. I don't know
Wait,
if I know
really?
That.
Wait,
really? Did she sing, I'm gonna say...
That's Sia. Lorde is I've never seen a diamond in...
Oh, I love that song. Yes, got it.
I can't believe it. And I took my makeup in somebody else's car.
No, I don't know. Listen.
For some reason, I thought that Lorde was like an artist that you really felt passionate about.
No.
Crazy. You should go back and listen to her old discography.
Okay.
I think you would like it.
Okay. I'll do it.
It's like Billie Eilish before Billie Eilish was Billie Eilish.
Cool.
Oh. Which is kind of why I don't think I love this song, because A, it's very different than what Lorde usually does. And also I'm like, you haven't released a song in like 6 years, and like Billie Eilish has been doing exactly what you did and like better. So I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
Maybe that's why. Maybe she's like, okay, Billie Eilish is doing what I did, but better. Maybe right. I should try a different sound.
Right. Who knows? But I don't know. It was very weird.
Not to stand up for her or anything. I don't even know her.
Right. I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we?
Yeah, let's dig in. We've gathered you here today to discuss the new hit movie musical, In the Heights.
Lights up in Washington Heights. Up at the Bay. I'm not going to rap for you.
So, we saw it in theaters, which I highly recommend doing because totally. It was an incredible experience, because it wasn't like after the opening number, everyone was just like applauding.
Everyone clapped.
Everyone was so into it. And it was just a really amazing experience, because that was my second time in the movie theater. That was my third time, actually.
That was my first time in a movie theater since the pandemic. I will say I usually hate when people clap in movies, because I'm like, you're so
different.
Fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It's like when you clap when the plane lands.
Same
it's just
thing.
Like very choogy, and I'm like, I'm not obsessed with that.
But I normally don't like that either. I think it's super like lame, and I'm like, you're all losers. But after this,
it deserved it. The movie deserved it.
Yeah.
It was actually the second time I had seen that movie, because I watched it because my friend, who works for Lynn, got like an early preview.
Manuel Miranda,
my friend, my personal friend, Lin-Manuel Miranda. She works for him, and he allowed people to like watch like an early preview for it, and she was like, okay, well, I want my pals to watch it with me. So we watched it together, and it was the most incredible experience ever. I felt so lucky to just like watch it, period. And I forgot that it was even still like coming out in theaters. Like, I felt like I was like, oh my God, wait, I'm the only person watching this like ever. Yeah. But it was so beautiful, and I cried like a baby. And then seeing it the second time, like, I was even like, I was like just as moved and entertained. Like, I just enjoyed myself so much watching it.
Yes, I completely agree. I think I was prepared. I walked in and I was like, I'm going to think this is fine. I don't know if I'm going to love it because I don't really like love. I haven't loved a movie musical since maybe Hairspray. Like, I loved Hairspray. I thought that was so well done.
Hairspray was so good.
Because I saw it on Broadway when I was like,
oh, really?
13, 14. Yeah, with like my whole family. And I remember my uncle being like, I don't want to see this shit. I want to go see something else. And then I was like, no, this is my pick. And then we saw it, and he fucking loved it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. But then I saw it, and I was like, oh, this is just as good, you know.
Yeah.
And
that was a good movie musical.
And I've never seen In the Heights. I didn't know it. And so I saw it, and I loved it.
It's so
I
good.
Thought the adaptation was great. I was like, this is great. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to see, and it almost felt, I think Maya said this, but it was Max who said this, and I completely agree with him, that it did kind of feel almost like an old school musical with like some of like the big dance numbers, but it's like an old school musical done now, mm-hmm. and it was just, it made me so happy.
Yeah, agreed. I saw In the Heights when it was on Broadway, and it was actually the first Broadway show that I saw. And I had zero interest in seeing it because I was just, like, a privileged little white boy that was, like, why would I want to see a musical about, like, the Latina Hispanic experience in Washington Heights? Like, I don't even know where that is. Like, I truly, and my mom was, like, very much, like, no, I've heard this actually, like, it apparently won, like, the Tony or whatever. And I was, like, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't care. And I'm so glad that she made me go see it because I was literally, like, like, now that I think about it, I'm like, wow, why was I such a fucking punk about that? Like, that's so dumb. But, like, it didn't interest me at the time because, like, I didn't understand that. Like, I didn't understand that it was important to see it. But I thought it was stunning. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was amazing. I was obsessed with it after that. I listened to it all the time. And they've been talking about this movie for forever.
Well, can you imagine making a movie that you know is this good and then having to sit on it for a year because of a pandemic? That would drive, that would just, like, kill me inside.
As an actor, I would be so stressed.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, in general, we both agree that we thought this movie was
brilliant. I thought it was
so good. Okay.
They even changed some things from, like, the original.
What did they change?
So, mostly just, like, the order of things. Like, there was a couple things that the order was changed a little bit. But, like, also, so, Nina, one of the first of all, in the musical, I feel like the characters that you're, like, really drawn to are Nina and Benny. But in the movie, it's definitely Usnavi and Vanessa that are, like, the prominent characters. And then Nina and Benny are kind of, like, the secondary characters. Mm-hmm. But I think that's because in the musical, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote himself as Usnavi and then wasn't, like, shockingly, wasn't like, this is about me, like he did with Hamilton.
Yeah.
But, like, also, he's not a singer, so, like, he didn't make the role, like, singing heavy. So him and Vanessa were kind of like the, we're not as important, where it was like it really centered around Nina and Benny. But in this, it was all about Anthony Ramos because he's Lin-Manuel Miranda's like prodigy.
Yes.
And so he was like, no, this is about them. But anyway, so that's like one thing.
Do you want to give like a brief synopsis of In the Heights really quickly before we dive in? Just for...
Yeah, so it's basically about like the like Latino, Hispanic, Afro-Latino experience living up in Washington Heights, like in the like 2000s. I mean, the movie was present day, but like when it was first created, it was like the early 2000s, and like basically just like the lived experience and like how it's like, I don't want to say like it's like it's very just like the working class in like Washington Heights. It's not like the crazy rich, it's not the crazy impoverished. It's literally just like the reality of what it is like to be a person of color living in Washington Heights.
And to be a part of, like, a neighborhood. Like, exactly. Where everyone knows yeah. you and where you have big dreams about something that's more, but being it a part of this neighborhood, yeah. you're just, like, a cog in this community.
But the cool part is that, like, some people don't have those big dreams. It's, like, the difference no, between yeah. the people that do have the big dreams, and some of it is going back to where they were before they moved to New York, like, the Dominican Republic, and some of it is moving downtown, like, literally just getting a better apartment.
I was just about to say, literally just getting yeah. an apartment in, like, a nice
which is crazy that that's, like, the big dream, where it's, like, our big dreams are, like, we want to move to New York City to live in Washington Heights and be on Broadway, but, like, theirs is, like, I simply want to move downtown.
Yeah.
And then, like, other, it's just, like, you know, like going to college and, like, what it was like for some people leaving that neighborhood and, like, then coming back and, like, realizing that it's actually, like, more important to, like, be, like, part of your roots and stuff like that. So I yeah. think it's mostly just, like, the literal lived experience of, like, the people that live in Washington Heights. Okay. And, like, to, like, just, like, really sum it up. But it's really beautiful because it's through, like, rap and also, like contemporary music, which it was, like, one of the first, if not the first, musicals to, like, really embrace that and, like, pave the way for shows like Hamilton, ironically, who was also written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. But still, like, that's why we have musicals like that can do that. And it's just, like, it's just so cool to, like, watch. And it's such, like, a great, like, representation for people.
Something that I loved about it, well, I'm going to say two things. The first is that one of the reasons why I think this movie is doing so well and why I love it so much is that they didn't cast huge stars just because of their name. Like, yeah. I know that J-Lo's name was tossed around when trying to cast. Ew. I know that, now I can't remember the other people, but I looked it up and everything, but I know, like, J-Lo was tossed around, but
I'm love shocked that Vanessa Hudgens wasn't part of it.
I mean, yeah, I bet you her name was tossed around too, but I love that Lin-Manuel Miranda was just like, no, these are the people who I think are going to bring my characters to life best. And they did. I mean, like, one of the reasons why I don't necessarily love a lot of the movie musicals is because they cast these stars yeah. who I don't think do very well. Like, Into the Woods. Meryl Streep is fantastic. Do I think she should have been the witch? I think there were many other women yeah. who are trained in musical theater who could have done it. Like yeah. The Baker.
Don't even get me started on Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, like, Chris Pine, like, I'm just saying, not that they don't do fantastic work, but yeah. I am saying that there is somebody who's trained to do all these things right. who could have made that musical a step forward. You don't have, and this is just proof, you don't have to cast mm-mm. a big name in order for something to be successful. You can cast these people, and they're fantastic. So I think that's one of the reasons why I loved it so much, is that everyone, I was like, yeah, like, yeah. oh, they deserve this. Number two, I think that a lot of people think it's progressive, and I mean, it is progressive, like, for interracial couples. It's a white person and then somebody of color. Mm-hmm. What I loved about it is that it was two people of color, yeah. but they were of separate ethnicities yeah. mm-hmm. in an interracial relationship. And I love seeing that sort of representation yeah. as well.
Right.
Because interracial doesn't just mean white and somebody else.
Right. Oh, totally. You know? Two things about that. One, did you know that the woman who played Abuela is the original one from the musical?
Yes.
Which is so cool because she was actually, like, low-key pretty young when she did it on Broadway, which is so funny. And in this, she's still really not even, like, old enough to be, like...
There's Oscar buzz for her.
There better be Oscar There's buzz Oscar for her.
And something that's so cool. So Stephanie Beatrice, who played one of the salon girls, mm-hmm. Who I am obsessed with, by the way. I think that she's
in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
She's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I also think that she's hilarious, stunning, and she's such a talented actress. Like, if you watch her in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, she talks, like, down here, and she's, like, a bad bitch and, like doesn't do a shit. But then if you, like, see her in person, she, like, talks up here, and she's, like, yeah. very, like, I just think that she's so versatile. Anyways,
she's really talented.
Abuela in the Heights plays her mom in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh. So it's so cute, like, to see them, like, do little scenes together. It was so special. Anyways.
And then another thing that I wanted to say is that I actually saw an article today that was really interesting that was, like, the, like, while, like, a lot of people are saying that In the Heights is really, not progressive, but, like, there's a great representation in it. It's, like, a lot of people are also, like, really upset because, like, the Afro-Latina or Latinx is, there's erasure in that because it's, like, all of the people that are in it are, like, very light-skinned Hispanic, Latina, Latino, like, what have you, but there's not a lot of Afro-Latinas in it. And I thought that was really interesting mm. in just that, and, like, I don't know if we're really, like, necessarily the right people to, like, talk about it, mm-hmm. but, like, I just thought that it was interesting reading that to be, like, oh, wow, so there's still, yeah, even in this, it's still, like, not great, but.
It's hard to make everyone happy. Like, yeah. No matter what, in, like, I just think in art in general, because that's what this is, it, like, that's what this is, it's art. Mm-hmm. And I think in art in general, there's going to be people that you make happy, and there's going to be people who you piss off. And so I can definitely see that community being like, I wish we were better represented in this movie. But putting that aside, I want to talk about the choreography.
Oh my God,
because
amazing.
I was like, I could, that there's a scene, what, 96,000
Seasons of Love in season.
I don't know.
96,000
I was like 600. 96,000 when they danced in the water.
$96.
$96.
Oh my God, the pool scene.
I was like, how fucking creative.
It's so
how
cool.
Creative. Who else has done that? No one.
Not a single other person.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And, like, that's honestly one of my favorite songs from the show in general.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that the choreography is stunning. I think it's really, like, it's, how do I say it? Like, it's, like, reminiscent of the original choreography, which was Andy Blankenbuehler, mm-hmm. who also did Hamilton. But it wasn't him for the film, which I thought was interesting because I thought for sure it would have been, but it wasn't. I don't know who it was, actually. We should look that up. But, like, it was very, like, it, like, echoed that, but was still, like, its own original thing. And I thought it was, like, perfect, like, for film. And I thought that pool scene was brilliant. Like, the way that they were, like, dancing in the water and, like, at the end with, like, all the splashes and stuff. Like, it was just so, like, aggressive and, like, punches toward the water. And, like, it was so cool.
It was so great. And also, I love in the opening scene that Anthony Ramos used his surroundings as kind of, like, it was music. Like, he did that little, like, disc
on the sewer grate,
and then how, like, bicycle chains. Like, I just thought that, like, the surroundings were really great, which brings me to, I feel like, and also in just, like, a lot of movies and, like, television shows, New York apartments are, like, glorified. Like, New York apartments mm-hmm. are small, and I get it, like, you need room to film, but I'm always like, there's no way that you're living at this place and you have this much space. There's no way, especially if you work the job that you do. And all of the spaces were, like, you felt.
Yeah.
How small. Oh, and speaking of this, I want to say this too. It's supposed to be on, like, hot summer's day. Mm-hmm. All of them were sweating, like, the entire time. They were all, like, kind of just, like, looked sweaty.
They probably filmed it when it was hot.
Well, I love that, even if it was just, like, a detail, even if it, like, wasn't on purpose, it was a detail that I noticed. Cause I'm like, yes, when you walk outside, there's no way you don't start sweating.
No,
all the apartments were small. You're sweating in these spaces, but you're just so happy to be there. You're cooking. It's hot in there because it's so small.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it was just, like, the realest, one of the realest representations of New York just in general that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. I want to talk about the actual, like, actors.
Yes.
Really quick. I think that Anthony Ramos is, like, just fucking brilliant. I think he's so sexy in the most unique way.
His little freckles and his hair. Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've seen it, but when Anthony was first cast in Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, tweeted something. There was, like, I don't know if it was, like, a post or something, but he was, like, me, Anthony Ramos, like, I promise you're going to know his name one day or something like that. It was something very related to that. And then when this movie was released, he, like, quoted his own tweet and was, like, told you or something, because... Because, like, literally, like, from the get-go, Lin-Manuel Miranda was like, this kid is it. And he is. And I just think that that's, like, so beautiful because, A, he can sing and Lin-Manuel Miranda can't. So he's probably, like, he's literally, like, now, like, the vehicle for all of Lin's projects. Like, I can see it now.
Because
we all know that Lin-Manuel Miranda loves to cast his friends. He doesn't know how to not cast his friends. Even when they're 55, he said, okay, we're tapping you for a 17-year-old in this project, and I'm gonna...
Well, what was also cool is that he clearly brought some of his Hamilton friends into this movie, just, like, as little nods to it, like, with, the guy who played George Washington.
Well, that's because they were in Hamilton. They were in In the Heights.
He was in...
Christopher Jackson was the original Benny in The Heights.
What the figgity...
So when he brought them in as nods, it's because they were in the original musical. So, like, the bartender in the club scene was the original Graffiti Pete, which he's not as, like, they don't really talk about him that much in the movie, but, like, he's the one that does the graffiti, and then at the end, like, yeah, that's, you know, it's hard to explain. I wish I could say it, but watch the movie.
Yeah.
But he was the original Graffiti Pete. Lin-Manuel Miranda played the Paragua guy because he, like, wanted to be part of the show. But, yeah, like, really, in reality, like, he had no business being there. But he honestly sounded so good. Like, I was shocked. I was like, wait, so you can sing like this. So yes. Why do you not?
Well, because other times he's live and this is in a recording studio.
Fair. But yeah, and then, like, Abuela obviously was the original Abuela, and, like, the, Lynn's parents were in a scene.
What?
Like, randomly in Breathe in the beginning.
What?
Yeah, it's, like, he, like, brought, like, all these people into it just
sweet,
to, like, nods.
Though.
Yeah.
That's sweet,
it's very
though.
Sweet.
I
but
like
the
it.
Reason that Christopher Jackson is there is because...
I did not know he was
But the reason that he was in Hamilton is because he was in...
In the Heights.
But it's, which, like, is also why Karen Olivia and, Manny Gonzalez were also in Hamilton.
Got it.
Or are in, well, not word. I don't know. Anyway. And then also, it's actually, when you look at the In the Heights cast, it is stacked with, like, incredible people. Like, Eden Espinosa was in it.
She was? Mm-hmm,
Krista Rodriguez.
Who was she?
She covered one of the girls. Krista Rodriguez was in it. Gregory Haney, who was in the original cast of Hamilton, who's also in Bring It On, which is also Lin-Manuel's.
Yep.
And a lot of people that were in Bring It On were also in In the Heights. Like seriously, the original cast of In the Heights is, like, Robin DeJesus was in it. Like, Janet DeCall, who's also, like, a big name. Like, all these people were in this, and you were, like, you had no clue who they were. You should honestly listen to, I don't know if they still do episodes, Broadway Backstory. Yeah, they don't really do episodes anymore, but what the first episode is In the Heights, and it basically, it's two parts, and it was in 2016, but it's, like, the story about how In the Heights, like, came to be or whatever, and it is so fucking interesting, and I really think you should listen to it.
Okay.
And everybody else should, too, just because it's really cool to, like, hear about, like, how it came to be, and, like, he literally started writing it as, like, his thesis. It was, like, a thesis for something.
I heard that somebody was, like, if... In the Heights is his thesis, then Hamilton is his dissertation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so Anthony Ramos, I think he's brilliant. I think he's truly, like, Lin-Manuel reincarnated, just, like, better.
Yes, I am truly, I'm so into him right now.
Me too.
Yep.
Other than that, I thought the guy who played Benny, I can't think of his name, so hot, and also his voice, butter.
Excuse me, his voice was, the second he opened his mouth, I was like, jaw dropped, and I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, and that's when I was like, thank God they did not just cast a big name in this. Like,
yeah.
Can you just imagine if it was,
and
I don't know, like,
been
Jaden
on Broadway,
Smith or something.
Like, it's not like,
yes,
he's, yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'm just saying, like, thank God they used
right.
him, and not someone...
So good.
Who's, I can't even think.
Like, even, like, if they would have used, like, Leslie Odom Jr., you know what I mean? Like, his name is big now
yeah.
that it would have just been annoying. And they easily could have put him in the Heights, but, like...
No, Benny needed to be young.
No, that's what I'm saying, though, but, like, I could see a world in which they easily could have been, like, here's a draw, let's put Leslie Odom Jr., or even making him Usnavi in some way. Like, I feel
yeah.
like there could have been a way to, like, sneak him in there, and I'm so glad they didn't. I thought he was amazing. I had no clue who he was, and I was, like, really, like... Benny is, like, kind of a role that I don't love in the Heights, just because, like... I honestly couldn't tell you. I just think he's kind of, like... He's, like, sweet, but also kind of a dick. But especially in the musical. And this, like, I was just, like, could not love his character more. I think he was honestly probably the most redeeming character in the movie.
Loved him.
And then the ladies. Nina and Vanessa. I really liked them, and I had very low expectations because they were people I had never heard of. And lately, when they've been casting women in movie musicals, they have not been the best, especially when they've been, like, unknown. Or if they're, like, I feel like, let me rephrase. I feel like lately when they've been casting movie musicals, the stars in them are women that everyone recognizes but aren't necessarily, like, in musical theater. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, like, Vanessa Hudgens. Like, she's a very perfect example. Like, she gets by because she can sing, but it's not, like, it's her name that is the reason that they choose
I'm
her.
I'm interested to see her in Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, she's in that. Like, it's things like that. And I feel like Anna Kendrick is another perfect example. It's like, she gets by from it. Emily Blunt gets by
from it. I like Anna Kendrick. I don't think she's, like, incredible, but her start was musical theater.
Totally.
Like, she's an MT kid.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the same with Vanessa Hudgens. I think... No. That's my point, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's I get it.
You know what I, like, and I actually like Anna Kendrick, too. Like, I unapologetically thought that she was great in the last 5 years. Into the Woods.
Me, too.
Did I say Into the Woods? It is Into the Woods. I wanted to say In the Woods, because we're saying In the Heights.
Yeah.
Into the Heights. But, yeah, she, I actually just, that's I didn't love her in that.
Episode's going to be called Into the Heights.
Into the Woods Heights. But, like... She just wasn't my favorite in it. But anyway, my point being is that, like, they do things like that. Or, like, Dove Cameron in Hairspray Live.
Totally, totally.
They do stuff like that. And so when I saw these people, I was like, I don't know who they are, but maybe they're people that I just don't recognize the names of. And I had low expectations. They were very good.
Both of their voices?
Yes.
Unreal.
I liked Vanessa's voice better than Nina's because I think that Nina has to be the stronger vocalist in a lot of ways. Like, for instance, the end of When You're Home, you need to listen to the original recording because at the end of When You're Home, the song that they're, like reminiscing or whatever, and they're, like, in, like, the park and stuff, it's a really cute. It's this beautiful ending where they're both, like, in harmony, like, blah, 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 like, belting their faces off. And at the end of this, it was, like, Benny singing, and then she goes, I'm home. And I was like, fuck that. Fuck that.
I hate
when they do a cop-out like that where they cut the thing off and just have them, like, speak. And movies do that all the time.
And I also didn't think that Nina was the best actress. I definitely liked Vanessa.
I did too.
More.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that she was cute. She was good. Yeah, she was still gorgeous. Great.
I laughed so hard, though, because when we're watching it, Maya's sitting right next to me, and she loves In the Heights. And she leans over to me, and she goes, why isn't she singing? Why isn't she singing? And then at the end, when she didn't sing, and it was just, like, the last place, she went, CJ? Oh, my God. And then she went, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom.
I know!
And I was, like, dead. Because it's true, she was, like, ready for the ending note. But, like, when you know the show so well and then you hear that, you're like, what? Like, it's, like, at the end of, like, Defying Gravity. Like, in the movie, when that happens and you're like, wait. Or, like, okay, that's a bad example. The Wizard and I. It's, like, early enough in the show. You know what I mean? But, like,
yeah.
She's singing and then suddenly she's like, and I. And everyone's like, huh? So you just didn't sing it?
Yeah.
So that kind of annoyed me, but I still thought that she was great. I thought that she was gorgeous. But I definitely liked Vanessa better, but I also think that the movie lent it to like Vanessa better.
Yeah.
Because they wanted the character to be a little bit more important.
Yeah, I agree. I think so as well. I thought the girl who played Vanessa was absolutely stunning. And she looked so good in her all six-pack? Her costumes. Yeah.
She literally like walked out and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, she looked absolutely insane.
The scene in the club where they're like, Vanessa, and then she's like dancing. I'm like, okay, bitch is twirling.
Yeah,
she was spinning. Also, I would love to know where that club is.
Where is that?
I was like, that doesn't exist.
Where is that?
I'm confident it doesn't exist. Or maybe we're just not invited, which is fair.
I know. We shouldn't be.
Yeah, and I get it. But I don't think it exists. Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
But also, like, yeah, the blackout scene, like, just that's, like, one of the best scenes in the musical period. And, like, I just thought the visual, of course, because it was John Chu.
Who we saw.
Yes, he was at the movie theater.
He just saw the movie with us.
So is Daphne Rubin Vega. I was like, literally, wait, what the fuck? I was like, why are you people here? Also, speaking of Daphne Rubin Vega, her voice kills me every time.
Is she the one who was the original Mimi?
Yes. I'm like, this bitch has made it, and I don't understand.
She has been confusing me since Rent. She's like,
gorgeous!
Yeah! Stop. Don't you dare!
Max is gonna love that.
Don't you dare. No! But something interesting that you didn't notice is that her character with Stephanie Beatrice, their character, they're a couple.
Oh, yeah. So before, Max and I were talking about how Dasha Planko, I think, the girl from Orange is the New Black.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with her!
She's in the movie.
She is...
She's gorgeous. Ming.
I think she's one of... I just, like, hold on a second. Stop. I think she's one of the prettiest people I've ever seen in my
life.
I
would agree with you.
Every single one of her features, I'm like, yep.
Beautiful.
Absolutely the prettiest person I've ever seen in my life.
I was laughing so hard because her purpose in that musical was zero. They added the character for her, but I'm so glad they did it because it, for some reason, it added nothing but so much
it added
at the same time.
Everything.
And when Max first, we were talking about it, he was like, yeah, well, they added her character so that her and Stephanie Beatrice are a queer couple. And I was like, oh, weird. I was like, I didn't get that at all when I saw it the first time. And he was like, yeah, that's like what I heard. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that did not. That was not clear to me. So then the whole time I'm watching it, the second time I'm looking for it and I'm like, still not clear. I think that's stupid. And then you explain that it's supposed to be Daphne Rubin Vega and Stephanie Beatrice. And I was like, oh, wait, what? And then Maya watched it again. She's watched it like 8 times because you can watch it on HBO Max now. And she was like, it was very clear when I watched it the next time. And I was like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's very clear. I mean, which I think is fine. Like, you don't have to make, like, a big deal of it. They're a couple. Like, and that's, like, what it should be. It was so cute.
No, totally. I just, like, didn't. If they're going to say they're a couple, though, they at least have to, like, there has to be some kind of plot showing.
They woke up in bed together and she kissed her.
Yes, I didn't know that was them, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know that because when I first heard it, I thought it was the other two.
Also, when What's-Her-Face was when she had her big song and she was, like, dancing with all those guys, you see Stephanie Beatrice in the back like this. All pissed. And then she's like, and then breaks them up and then, like, gets in there with her.
Yeah, did not notice that.
God! It was so obvious to me. Anyways.
But I loved them.
Loved them.
So, that's what I have to say about the actors. The standout for me was Abuela. She's
gonna win.
Truly just unreal. And what you probably don't know is that Paciencia y Fe is the song where she dies. But in the musical, it's not that. In the musical, it's just like a soliloquy. Just like her singing about her life. But, I mean, she still dies in the musical, but, like, in, you know, it's...
Spoiler!
It's much later. And in this, it's, like, that's what she sings, like, when she's, like, deciding whether or not she's supposed to, like, stay or leave. And, like, the whole thing in, like, the subway station.
Which, they filmed
that...
It's just
beautiful.
In the Transit Museum. So those were actual subways that were, like, back in the day.
Oh,
those were
cool.
Real. Isn't that, like that just... I already loved it, but then knowing that just made me love it even more. Mm-hmm. That, like, those were legit subways that were, like, back in, like, the 60s and 70s.
I thought you meant the station, like, the 194 station.
No.
I was like, no, they definitely filmed that in the station.
No.
But, yes, I understand. But, yeah, like, that whole transition, like, the way that they changed that and moved the song, I was like, wow. Y'all really did that. And it was so beautiful, and she was amazing. And I hope that she wins the Oscar for it, because she absolutely deserves it.
I think she deserves it, too. I thought she was, in a word, stunning. Absolutely
effervescent.
Stunning. Like you couldn't help, but every single time she was on screen, just, like, you couldn't help but smile. She's so cute.
I want you to be my grandma.
And she was, like, cooking, and she made all that meat with the olives in it. I was like, that looks so good.
Oh, shit. I know. When that came on, I said, ooh.
I know. And they showed all the spices. I'm like, oh, my God, that's the brand I have. Like, was just, like, I don't know. It just, everything about it, I was like, oh, my God, yeah.
I think that you should try to find, not that I would ever condone watching a bootleg, I think that you should find a bootleg of In the Heights and now watch it.
Maybe I should.
It's beautiful. I feel like I forgot how much I loved it until, because I haven't been listening to musical theater for the past, like, a year and a half, almost 2 years.
I can't.
No, me neither. But after seeing this, I was like, oh my God, and I've listened to the soundtrack for, like probably, like, 3 or 4 times since seeing it.
And that's the thing. It's beautiful. It's just, like, and I know this might, like, ruffle some feathers, but, like, musical theater people just, like, kind of annoy me in general.
They're exhausting.
And because this is all you talk about, and this is just what I've spent, like, my whole life doing. I need to find other things I love as well.
Right.
This just can't be everything. There has to be some sort of healthy balance, but musical theater people all the time, all they want to do is talk about theater. So I've just, like, made it a point. I don't really... And when I was young, I listened to musical theater all the time because,
same.
I mean, that's just what I was doing. But, like, I don't do that anymore. I need to find other facets. That's why I, like, listen to podcasts now. And just... I never really knew anything about it. I never really wanted to, like, know because I didn't want to, like, do musical theater. But now that I, like, watched it like this, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is...
And this is a cool one to listen to also. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not, like, listening to, like, Wicked, although stunning. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think that, like, the thing that's also exhausting about, not that we need to talk about musical theater people, but, like, the thing that's exhausting about you hoes is that it's, like, it's also, like, the name dropping, which everyone is guilty of. I'm guilty of it. I have a friend in Hamilton. Like, I talk about it as if it's my job because I'm very proud of her. But, like, it's the, like, group of musical theater people hanging out situation that's, like, the constant, like, I was in for this, and, like, the casting director, and, like, oh my god, did you just mention Wicked? Oh my god, that's, like, so funny. Like, my best friend Jeff is, like, actually in that. Like, my best friend. And you're like, yeah, okay, great, cool. And it's, like, those conversations that make me never want to listen to an original cast album ever again.
It's also hard to, like, it's hard to not sound like a dick when you're talking about musical theater.
Impossible.
As well. Like, I went in for Rock of Ages, and I'm about to sound like a dick. I went all the way through for callbacks in top three, okay? Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine also was at the audition, did not get a callback, but we were in Rock of Ages together when we did it. And in the bathroom, she was going on and on. She's like, and no one got called back for that. I mean, they were not calling anyone back for that. Like, no one got called back. And I didn't want to be like, I did, because I'm not trying to, like, be mm-hmm. a dick for so long. So it's like, you feel like you can't talk about it. And then eventually she was like, what are you doing at here? Here. And I was like, I have a callback for Rock of Ages. She's like, oh, but then it sounds like I'm a dick because I just let her go on and on about it, but I didn't want to be a dick to begin with. Totally. It's hard to not sound like a dick.
It is.
But.
And that's why everyone is exhausted with us.
Yeah.
Because
but we're the worst. But at the same time, if you're not, like, conscious about not sounding like a dick, you just sound like an absolute dick.
Exactly. Actors in general are always going to sound a little pretentious, even the least pretentious ones, because, like, you always want to talk about it. And it's our lives. We've dedicated so much of our lives to it, and we're proud of a lot of the stuff we've done, or we're not proud of it and we want to bitch about it.
Yes. Right?
And, like, so it's, like, stuff like that, but, like, there is also just, like, a level, and you can really weed them out. You can really weed them out. And that's why, like, when I, like, meet new people, like, I mean, where I work, it's, like, Musical Theater Central. Yeah. Everyone that works there somehow is, and actually, my store specifically is not a lot of people like that, thankfully, which is refreshing, but the majority of the time, it's people that, like, are in
musical
theater.
Well, that's, like, Maya was, like, she was, like, I'm sorry, do you do musical theater? And I was, yes, I do musical theater, but doesn't mean I like it.
Right. But it's just, like, kind of one of those, but when people come in and I'm like, oh, so, like, what do you do? Like, blah, 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 blah. Or actually, I usually don't ask that anymore because I'm like, it doesn't matter because we're in a pandemic and, like, also, like, who cares? But, like, people ask me, like, oh, so what do you do outside of Lululemon? I'm like, I used to perform. I don't really do it anymore. And then it's like, oh my God, wait, really? Why? And it's always, like, that younger generation where it's, like, just, like, a few years younger than us where they're a little still fresh out of it.
Punch them, kick them.
Also, I just found out today that a kid from the college town that I went to, like, he was in high school when we were in college, he's gonna be in Sound of Music at the Muni.
Great.
He's, like, one of the leads.
Cool.
He also, guess where he went? Yeah. Caitlin, I sent it to Caitlin, and I was like, of course he's in it. And she was like, literally, how did he book this? And I literally went, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
And I will stand by that till the day I die, and I know that that makes some people mad, but I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Literally shut up. You're so much more privileged having going there than you think you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's hard.
But anyway.
Yeah, I thought overall, In the Heights, 10 out of 10. I highly recommend, if you're going to watch it for the first time, go to a theater.
I definitely
it's
think so.
So
support
fun.
The movie theaters, too.
It's so
a phrase
fun.
I never thought I would say.
I know.
Support the movie theaters.
Bring your own snacks, but, like, buy a ticket. Like, it was so much fun. I'm so glad I saw it with friends in a movie theater. Like, my friend Retta, friend of the pod, she's been on a bunch of apps, was like, I'm just going to watch it on HBO. And I was like, I really recommend going to a theater.
Go see it.
And she was like, okay, what if I watch it on HBO and then saw it in theaters? And I was like, I recommend doing it the other way around. She's like, fine.
If you're going to watch it on HBO, that's fine, but do it alone. Don't, or with, like, one friend that you know is going to watch it. Because, like, even, like, me watching it the first time, like, I was with friends and we were all really excited. So we were, like, obviously, like, talking, chit-chatting, and, like, I'm a chatty bitch anyway, so it's, like, you know, whatever. But, like, you have to be able to watch it.
And I will say, I'm glad I sat next to Maya. She wanted to sit next to me because I'd never seen it before. But I'm glad I sat next to her because she loves that musical mm-hmm. so much. So it was nice to experience that with someone who it was special for. Because I, like, secondhand felt her excitement. Right. So that was nice.
Right, I agree. Are you excited about the other movie musicals coming out?
I'm excited. I haven't watched the trailer yet for Tick, Tick, Boom, but I am excited to see that just because I think that music is great.
I hardly know Tick, Tick, Boom, but I'm excited about it.
I fucking love that music.
But I think the cast is a little frustrating.
My sister was like, Andrew Garfield, first of all, sounds incredible. Oh, second really? Of all, looks incredible.
Okay,
like,
amazing.
I'm so excited for Andrew Garfield. Good. Anyway, so that's number one. I am excited for West Side Story.
I'm very excited for West Side Story.
And I want to talk about this in a second. But I want to say I'm excited for West Side Story because I'm excited to, first of all, see it with actual, like...
people of color?
Yes.
That fit the profile?
Yeah. That's number one. Number two, I'm excited to see it with people who it's their age. So that way it's way more tragic than watching an adult do it.
Well, like, some of them.
Yes.
Ansel Elgort is not...
he's, like, in his, like... mid-20s, I guess. Yeah,
also he's like a sexual predator, so I'm not thrilled about him.
But. Yeah, they made this movie before. But also, it's Steven Spielberg, so yeah. I'm also excited to see that. I'm really excited for
it
that.
It also looks reminiscent of like an old Hollywood movie. Like, when you watch it, it doesn't look like they made it like modern. Like, it looks like they're just kind of like even like the grainy filter on like the filming, like
love it
looks as if they filmed it in
but the, you whatever. Hate the trailer?
No, I love the trailer.
Oh, Maya told me that you hate the trailer. I am obsessed with the trailer. I think that the song, the There's a Place for Us, that song encompasses the entire show.
She thinks I hate the trailer?
Yeah, that's what she told me. And I think that song encompasses the entire show. And I love that that's the trailer song.
I hate Rachel Ziegler.
Who is that?
The girl who plays Maria.
Because
I think that she's 17, and I think that she's annoying on social media. Like, I just think that she's, like, a whiny little girl.
Great.
But, like, whatever. She has an incredible voice.
All right.
I just think that she's, like, annoying because she just, like, was a senior in high school, and they just, like, found her, and then they're like, do you want to be in a Steven Spielberg movie? And she's like, yeah. And now she's in it. Great. And that, for me, I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's annoying. But I'm very excited about the Jets. I think that it's exciting that a lot of the Sharks and the Jets are from the original cast or they're Broadway dancers. So, like, they're, you know what? They're, like,
they're
gonna
cast. They're going
to be good. Mm-hmm, they're going to be incredible. I think the choreography is going to be amazing. I think that it looks amazing. I think Mike Feist is going to be amazing. He's playing Riff.
Yep.
I'm really excited about it. I'm hoping that it doesn't ruin it.
I know. And also, like...
especially because I don't give a fuck about seeing the Broadway show.
I saw the Broadway show. I don't know. And maybe this is one of the reasons why I didn't, like, love it, is because I saw it with an unobstructed view where we couldn't see the screen at all. And I didn't know that when we bought the ticket. I was like, this, why would you do it at the theater? This ruins, like, this is truly, and I still paid, like, $50 for tickets. And we thought we just wouldn't be able to see, I don't know, like, a little part of this. Like,
I don't like that theater.
And it was just really.
It's the Broadway theater, right?
I don't remember.
It's like the one where King Kong was in, and then, like, I think Fiddler was in there, and
So that was, like, really upsetting, but also, we saw What's It Story in Spain, and that was
amazing,
and I fought so hard for us not to see it.
I know.
But then you did your stupid hand thing, and I chose it, and
what was the other option?
To go see a fucking castle.
Oh,
and
right.
I was like, castle. And Amanda was like, West Side. And you were like, I don't care. So then you did pick a hand. And I chose it. And you're like, West Side.
Amazing.
And I was like, all right, we got to go
and
see
West
Side. And
it was beautiful and amazing.
And it was the best production I've ever seen in my entire career.
Period.
Broadway. Like, I didn't understand one word of it. But because we were in it, I knew what they were saying. And I still, to this day, have never seen a production that has rivaled it. It was incredible.
Agreed. And I hope that this, like, lives up to expectation. What I'm not excited about... it's hard. I'm going to see it, Dear Evan Hansen.
Yep.
I'm going to see it. The funniest thing that has come out of that trailer is everyone dragging Ben Platt's wig. And he literally was like, you guys, it's my hair. Like, everyone's like, this wig. Oh, my God. Ben Platt's wig. Oh, my God. And he's literally like, it's my real hair. Here's what I have to say about the Dear Evan Hansen movie.
Tell it to me.
I think that it's obviously going to be good. Like, it's going to be good. There's no way it's not going to be good. This is like my phrase of the day, but it is a vehicle for Ben Platt to win an Oscar.
Listen to me.
Because he's going to be an EGOT winner at some point. There's no way he's not.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, like, be honest. Like, he's won, won an Emmy.
He's won an Emmy?
Yes.
For what?
A performance on, like, it was like he sang on, like, Good Morning America or something. And that's a category.
And he's won a Tony.
Yes.
Great. So they're prepping him for an EGOT. Great. Here's the deal. When I saw Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
I haven't.
I saw it with, you know, pretty close, not pretty close, but like a couple months before the pandemic, you know, like maybe 6 months. So it was a cast of younger people. I happened to know one of the girls in it. She did stuff at my dad's theater and my sister knows her really well and I know her and cute. We all got drinks with her after and she's okay. Here's the deal. It felt like I was watching a really great youth production of Dear Evan Hansen instead of watching the Broadway version of Dear Evan Hansen.
Right.
It feels to me like I'm watching children up there doing. Because
it's a lot of young people.
All of it, except for the parents. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, oh, they're a little sharp here. And I'm not trying to be a dick. Again, I'm not trying to sound like them. I'm like, oh, they're a little sharp. They're a little flat. They're over-emoting here. How are they doing this 8 days a week? It sounds like they're not going to be able to sing by the time they're 26. Mm-hmm. Like, I just was like, and I've talked about this. So maybe skip forward if you don't want to hear me say this again. But instead of casting actual children who don't know how to, like, do things, they know how to do things, but don't know exactly how to take care of themselves yet, cast adults who look like children. There are a bunch of us, right. And we've all trained our entire lives for this.
Right.
So I was just like, it's fine. Like, my roommate, Andrew Poston. We've had him on the podcast before. He listens to every episode. Shout out.
Hey, bud.
I love him. He's just like a little baby and I love him. Mm. But he's like in his mid-20s. He's has the voice of a goddamn angel. Mm-hmm. Knows how to use it. Has been, I'm not kidding you, I believe brought in for Dear Evan Hansen 17 times. 17 times. And every single time is in the top three and doesn't get it and loses it out. For someone who's way younger and doesn't know what they're doing, when I think Andrew would never call out a day in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I just want to say that. So I already have these, like, things about that show, but that doesn't have anything to do with, like, what I think of the show in general. I like the music, and I think it's, like, a really touching story. And
well, I just think that it was, like, the perfect – it's just the opportunity to put Ben Platt in there. Like, I just feel like everyone being like, why didn't they put this person in there? Why didn't they get somebody new? I'm like, why would they not have put Ben Platt as Evan Hansen?
Yeah.
He was the Tony Award winner, and he's still, like – sure, he doesn't look like he's –
he looks young. But
he looks young enough. The thing that I have a problem with is that everybody else, like, in the show, it's like – the girl that plays Zoe, it's like, okay, we don't know that she can sing. Like, why do we put her in there? I mean, she's a hit right now because she's been in a bunch of movies and stuff right now. But I'm like, I don't know if she's good. Like, why do we put her in there? We could have put any random Broadway girl in there and it still would have been in, like, you know.
That's but then, one of, like, the reasons why I love In the Heights.
Right. But then it's like, I was about to say Julie Andrews.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore and, like, Amy Adams. Of course I love them. I think they're fantastic actresses. But I mean, Amy Adams is probably going to be fine because she's Connor's mom. She doesn't have to sing that much. But I'm like, Julianne Moore.
She was in Into the Woods. Amy Adams was. She played the baker's wife.
And yeah, she was. And, like, Enchanted, she sang. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, like.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, I love her. Enchanted 2. Can't wait.
I'm so excited. But Julianne Moore, I don't know if she can sing. Mm-hmm. And Evan's mom has the best number in the show.
Yeah.
It has to be good. It has to be emotional, but it has to be good. And so I'm like, oh, my God, she better be good.
We'll see.
But then Colton Ryan is, like, kind of, like, newer, but I'm like, he's kind of a dick, so I'm like, why did they make him Connor? And then, like, every other person they put in there, and then they're like, but now we're gonna put all the people of color as these characters that we've invented for the movie. They're not in the musical, really? But here are these characters, new characters for the movie, and I'm like, oh, great, congratulations. And of course, then they put, like, Isaac Powell in it, and I'm like, oh, another thing for him to do. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, I just... We'll see it. We'll let you know our thoughts.
Exactly. I'm excited that we have access to musical theater.
Me too.
I love In the Heights.
And I thought In the Heights was untouchable. It was so great.
A knockout, if you will.
A knockout. Highly recommend it. Go see it. And in other words, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate, give us a review, please.
Give us a subscribe.
Yeah. And on that note,
cheers, hoes.
Bye.